You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hey, podcast listeners. This is Sarah.
And this is Zoe.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Elizabeth Simone, comes from our March show, Starstruck, at the Agape House in San Francisco.
Enjoy!
Next up, we have Elizabeth Simone. In her day job as a therapist, Elizabeth gets to listen to other people's stories. In her free time, she likes to tell her own stories. She is a frequent spokespeople storyteller and is the author of a comic web series. She believes in the healing power of self-expression, whether it is on the couch, on the page, or behind the mic. Please welcome Elizabeth Simone.
So, Kerry Washington was my sex ed teacher. That's right. Olivia Pope taught me about the menstrual cycle. The academic year was 1993-1994. I was a buck-tooth, kind of chubby, pretty awkward fifth grader at the Spence School, which is an all-girls school in Manhattan. And Kerry Washington was a senior at that time at the same school. And the Spence School had a program wherein small groups of fifth grade girls were facilitated by two seniors, and they led us in discussions about crushes, feelings, family, you know, life issues. And the program was called Project Charlie. I have no idea why it was called Project Charlie. But Kerry Washington was one of my Project Charlie teachers that year. And looking back on it, I'm pretty sure that I had a crush on her. And not in like a romantic or sexual way, even though I do like women in that way. This was more of this thing happens, I think, when you're in grade school or middle school or an underclassman in some way, that certain senior girls are just so cool. And Kerry was really cool. I mean, she was beautiful, intelligent, really talented. I remember seeing her in the school play production of Chekhov's Three Sisters, and she was in an elite a cappella group that you had to audition for to get into. And then there was the whole Project Charlie thing. I mean, for 40 minutes every week, she would give me and my friends her undivided attention and answer any of our questions about tampons. I mean, not even Judy Blume or a really cool mom would do that. So I couldn't help but just really look up to her. She was larger than life for me. So time marched on. She graduated, she went to college, and eventually started acting in some really amazing movies. And I grew up and graduated and went to college and did not act in amazing movies. but 1 year, one school break, I was home from college, and I was on the M86 Street Crosstown bus. And who should get on the bus but Kerry Washington? And I was so excited. I was like, this is the moment I've been waiting for. I have to talk to her. So I go up to her and I say, hi, you're Kerry Washington. I'm Elizabeth Ehrenberg. I went to Spence, and you were my Project Charlie teacher when I was in the fifth grade. And I just wanted to say that I think you're amazing at what you do, and just keep doing it. You're great. And she looked at me and smiled and thanked me. And then suddenly I realized we were at Lexington Avenue, and that's where I was getting off the bus. And I was like, this is my stop. I gotta go. And I got off the bus really quickly. And then I was totally kicking myself for not just staying on the bus for a couple more stops and maybe having a conversation with her. I mean, I wasn't just a creepy stalker. Like, I kind of knew her. She was my Project Charlie teacher. I think, like, in my fantasy world, in my mind, I wanted to know if she remembered me, if she liked teaching us, if she had fond memories of that time, because she was so larger than life in my mind. She meant so much to me. I just wondered, like, did I mean anything to her? Did we mean anything to her, our class? So I went, because I got off the bus, I didn't find that out. But I got the answer to that, or somewhat of an answer to that. And I'll let Carrie Washington have the last word on this. So this is my fifth grade yearbook, AKA Carrie Washington's senior yearbook. And at the end of the yearbook, there is something called a last will and testament. And it's basically where the seniors leave things to their friends. And it's just a space to have shout outs to your best friends and personal inside jokes and stuff like that. And I mean, if you can get a look at it, it's lots of small print. So I never actually read this when I was in fifth grade. It had no pictures. I wasn't really interested in it. But recently, I looked back at it, and under Carrie's section, after she's thanked all her friends and said things to her friends, at the very end, it says, "To my fifth graders, much love and thanks." So I think that was the recognition I needed.
If you like this story or would like to tell your own story, come to our next show. Go to our website, spokespl.org, for more information. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. This event was hosted by Jean Goldstein Plesser. Event coordination is by Rebecca Stevader, and event photography is by Chris Koster. Music for this production was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening.
And hope to see you soon. 19.